This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 198, recorded on Tuesday, August 7th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And also, we're getting close to my 200th episode. I guess I should do something for that, but I probably won't, since it's taken me a zillion years to get there, so not that big a deal. Was going to be a review, but it has been a long day. It's going to be a short podcast. I am tired. What I was planning on doing, since Charlotte and I didn't get a chance to do a review today, was I was going to take a look at the solitaire rules for Harbor, in the sense of actually playing out. I've looked at the rules before, but I've never actually played it, so to see how different the solitaire game was versus a two-player game, which I thought would work out well, but today was kind of busy. The last little bit at work, I had to switch back and forth. After kind of a busy day, I had to switch back and forth between doing work stuff and moving a hunk of my bookshelf that is near my desk here. Charlotte and I have like a two-person desk, a big one of those desks that's wide enough to, like there's chairs on each side so we can look at each other. Like a big a business desk from her father's business years and years and years ago. And it's in one corner of like the main living area. And so we had to block it off with a baby gate a couple months back for Gracie. And she's gotten to the point where she can, there's a bookshelf right next to the baby gate, because there's just no place to move it. And Gracie has gotten to the part where she can reach through. You know, she stand up, she's taller, she can reach through and she can grab stuff at the edge of the bookshelf. So I had to stop everything, pull a whole bunch of stuff off, dump it on my desk, figure out how to move things around to basically lose a quarter to a third of the two bottom shelves that are over next to the baby gate, so that she's not pulling books off and and stuff going everywhere. So I did that, and then after work, I ran, and then I wanted to finish. I did some mowing out back yesterday, and I was hoping I was going to be able to finish it with the electric mower today, but Gracie went to her nap pretty late today, and to use the electric mower, we have like a medium size, American backyard. There's a decent amount of it that's taken up by a big rose bed. And part of it is a little sandy, like the roses, I guess, like sand, and some of the area outside of the rose bed is sand. So probably only 2/3 of it gets like grass, you know, like heavy duty grass. But we've had a ton of rain lately, and the grass has shot up after being kind of in a drought situation for the beginning of the summer, where it was hardly, I only had to mow a couple of times because it just wasn't growing. Now it's like growing like a weed. So I needed to get it done. I got a little bit of it done yesterday. I had to finish off, and Gracie was still taking her nap. And what that means is I have a electric mower and a push, like your old school, you know, where you physically pushing the push mower. I like the electric mower, and it's not loud. I can listen to podcasts when I'm mowing, even with the electric mower. But our dogs, in particular Dobby, thinks it's some sort of demon. He will go insane if he's outside. He tries to bite. Oh, he does bite the mower. So I have to put the dogs in if I'm in the backyard mowing. And when they're in, they go crazy because they know I'm outside with the mower. And that wasn't going to work because Gracie was asleep. On the other hand, with the push mower, which I like push mowers, it doesn't bother him for whatever reason. It makes no noise other than the blade swishing. So I can just run it. He'll just stand there and watch me from 2 or 3 feet away as I'm pushing the push mower. So I had to push mower and finish up the yard, which was good, but I was outside late afternoon, sun, and about an hour later, I just kind of sat down and went, woof, and realized I'm like, I am tired. So I decided that there was not going to be a game of Harbor tonight, or against the Harbor robot thing. So we'll have to do that tomorrow. Or actually, we probably won't do that tomorrow. Hopefully, Charlotte and I will do a review tomorrow. We'll have to see. But we have that in our hip pocket in case we need it. So that's going to be all for tonight, because, like I said, I am worn out and I got to get this thing up. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. And if you go to that website, you can find my social media connections for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, Goodreads, all sorts of stuff. So it's all there. Just go there. You'll find it. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.